I didn't know my condition until I really started reading the Bible and understood these verses that apply to each one of us. No different from anyone else. All these verses apply. No one is righteous. No one seeks after God. No one understands. We're all vile. That's why we need a Savior.
You're listening to Wonder Lake Bible Church, building mature followers of Jesus Christ. Find us online at wlbiblechurch.org. Now, here's today's message.
Wanted to share just quickly what is the gospel in a nutshell. I know many here maybe are unfamiliar with the term gospel means good news. And what does it mean? I think before you are told the good news, you got to understand the bad news. Many churches say that I went to a church that said I was a good person. And I believed it for many years until I started reading the Bible and it told me on the opposite story. It told me in Romans 3, starting in verse 10, says, as it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks after God. All have turned aside, together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asps is under their lips. Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. In their paths are ruin and misery. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. I didn't know my condition until I really started reading the Bible and understood these verses that apply to each one of us. No different from anyone else. All these verses apply. No one is righteous. No one seeks after God. No one understands. We're all vile. That's why we need a Savior. Folks, in Romans 3:23, it says, help me out, clubbers, if you know it. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Who's all? Is that me? Am I included in that? We all are, aren't we? Romans 6:23. I think Janelle said that one up here. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. What are wages? Something we earn for what we've done, right? Well, it says the wages of sin is death. What if we get our wages, what we earned, then we're going to go to hell. But we don't have to go to hell because the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So he didn't wait for us to be good. He died for us on the cross when we were yet sinners. And then he invites us to accept his payment on the cross for us. And then to end it, it says Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it's with your mouth that you confess and are saved. So if God's done a good work in you, if he's called you, if he's adopted you, if he's regenerated you, then you understand what a sinner that you are. And I am. And then you just repent, ask for his forgiveness, and he says he freely gives it. He offers it without charge, and it's available to everyone. So, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16.
Thanks for listening to today's message. For more information about Wonder Lake Bible Church, visit wlbiblechurch.org.